Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I've had such a hard time trying to make it in music. And, you know, I'm much older. I've been doing this 33 years. I got nothing to hide. And I can, you know, I'm doing what I need to do. But when I have these African-American or white criminals come at me outside on the street on high school event, I say, you're going to call talking bad about me. I'm a professional student. Or I can't sing. I can't write. You know, I have not sung in front of them. You know, these people are dangerous. They're sick in the head. I don't know them. You know, I said this to my sisters. I think some of these people said they're from Buffalo. They should have never came out here. I don't know why they're out here. Go back to Buffalo, you know. But these other criminals, you know, because I'm in the industry, I have music. You know, I deal with people who I deal with directly. If I talk to them, I know them in California. I'm not going to deal with somebody I haven't seen in 35, 40 years come out here. That's crazy. They're not my friend. That's a stranger. Well, they were talking about people like Anitra or talking about people like Earl Place or MLK. You know, that's not a place, a era when I was a child I want to deal with. Because, you know, Buffalo has been a bad experience. I'm not going back to Buffalo ever again to live. But at the same time, I want to be somebody who can achieve something. I don't want to deal with somebody, even somebody in the area, because there are people in this area who don't know how to mind their business. They talk at me, you know, put me down, and I don't know them, which is a sign of a mental illness. And, you know, this area is not safe, you know. There has been reports that California is getting worse with a lot of crime, and this is a major city, especially, you know, if you see people with AK-47s in West Hollywood robbing people. I mean, that's sad. That has happened more than once, and that's really need to do something. But they have a sheriff's department, and something's wrong. They need to straighten that out over there. But where I live nearby, you know, I have people, you know, if they see my industry or see me on YouTube, I'm not necessarily famous. As I told you before, 33 years, I decided to step down from the performing side because I've done it so long, but I'm not giving up on my songwriting. I may perform again, but I've done it so long. I went through so many years living in L.A. trying to make it. I'm not giving up on my dream because I'm a singer-songwriter. Right now, my throat is affecting my voice because I have to get treated with a throat ailment. I have to go see a doctor. And, you know, I'm not on stage, you know, because I sound really good on my podcast, you know. I don't want people who I don't know or haven't seen in years come out here, which is crazy, something wrong with them mentally, come at me and talk about me without actually talking to me. So they got some people who got some serious mental health issues if they come up to me and they don't know me. Like they were, I was walking down the street, they said, I'm a professional student. Yes, I am. I'm a very poor person who's not at heart, but economically at my age is trying to succeed because I didn't make it. I didn't make it in music. I'm not making money for my music that much. I mean, really, I'm not making money at all. I'm very poor. I have not gotten no contract, so I had to go to school to get a job. In fact, it's hard to get a job these days when I can't get hired as a professor or something. And I'm having so many troubles, but still, I'm okay. I go for my dream. I go for those dreams. So you have to work hard. I have to do what I have to do because I want to get that job with that new degree. You know, when I'm in my house, these crazy people come up to me and talk about me. I'm not performing on stage. I have a throat ailment, and I'm trying to write a song. And I hear them saying outside that they said I can't sing or whatever. Inside my home, and it's not for them to look at. And, you know, they got some serious mental problems. How can they hear me sing? I ain't singing for the whole world. The only way I would sing a whole world if I was online or in a club. And as I said before, I stepped down from singing at this time because of health issues, but I still write and sing in private, and I may release another song. But whatever I do in my house is on its privacy. It's not for someone to look at. So I don't want to deal with some crazies talking at me who I don't know. I'll talk about what I'm doing in my home because I own the home and it's for private area. It got so bad with these crazy, some of these people in my building area are crazies, including someone who say they're conservative. Listen, I'm not a conservative. I never was a conservative. Why is he coming around me? Well, don't look at my skin color. Stay away forever. I mean, I don't agree with his point of view, but when he used racial slurs or say I'm a gangbanger or something, he must be a racist. You need to stay away. Same with the hoodlums who talk at me, the black hoodlums, whether they're from Buffalo, whether they're from the center nearby on the street. Mind your business. You got some serious mental health issue. And it came in correlation to what happened a couple of days ago when some cops came to my door. The cops came to my door with concern about me because, yes, I called because I had these crazies outside following me around the car. I took pictures of their vehicle, and I didn't know why. As it turned out, they thought, I think I'm a celebrity. I don't feel I'm a celebrity. A celebrity is like Taylor Swift or somebody on ABC News or who got a Grammy or who got a gold record, who released a record from a major label and it's got international fame. Being on YouTube is not necessarily famous. It's famous for being famous, a little fame, but that's not worth coming around unless if they're interested in my music, which industry insiders could be. They shouldn't be coming around unless they talk to me directly. And I'm going to tell you about that. But then the officers said that I was arrested in San Bernardino. And I guess they came over because of a false allegation or ID theft, or something going on, because I never was in San Bernardino. I never was arrested. So when they had that, to lead to my conclusion that something is seriously wrong with the system, if they come into my door saying something that isn't true. They said they have it on record. And, the attorney general, I check my records. I don't have no arrest record. I never was arrested for anything. I don't have no conviction. Nope. No probation. No misdemeanor. No felony. Turn out it might be ID theft. So I'm very concerned with the police because the police should have better information than this. It's kind of like what happened 7 years ago when I was falsely accused of 911 abuse. And I think it has something to do with me being on, releasing records, create these crazies in the area. And it was dismissed. They have that. I didn't, so I was coming home and someone was coming over to my home, the cops, saying I called them and I didn't call no police and I had to change my number because somebody was making prank calls and they traced it. And I never lived in San Bernardino because San Bernardino is not a place for artists, for someone who wants to sing or write a song or play piano. Like me or someone who wants to sing on stage for all the years and who wants to be in the industry as an actor or do something. That's not a place for, a song, singer, songwriter, actor, someone. San Bernardino is kind of desert-y. It's 60 miles away from Los Angeles. So I don't know why would they say that because I never lived there, never will. So it's an ID theft. So that leads me concerned is these crazies made up stories. I know these people outside were saying they want to sell my home, got these ulterior motives. They don't like me owning a home. They don't like me being in the industry. And the same thing with the ID theft with my music. This one guy said he pretended to be me in order to get money for my songs. Went around saying that he was Dove Knight and he owned my songs. And they were going around trying to make money. And you know what? I have not had evidence, but that can happen. But, the thing is, I don't think about it as much because I protected my songs with copyright. So if they use it, the copyright is going to show it. and my songs is on a publishing company. So my face, I play those songs with my face. My face is the sunglasses and the dark hat over my head. So that is my rock star face. But having a, just releasing music as an indie artist, you know, a starving artist, just shouldn't give me the right to be attracting people from Western New York who I haven't seen in 35 years, or some a black person who's from South Central who can't mind their business, live on Haskell, or somebody from Vos who thinks they're going to move into my home. I mean, that's crazy, who I don't know. These people are got. These people are the ones who need to go to a mental hospital. I don't need no help or anything. They gave me some suggestions because I told them, yeah, I have PTSD, but I think one reason they came over because they had ID theft. And you need to be careful. We all need to be careful who we deal with, because this world's getting, you know, there are some hoodlums and crazy people. You don't go up to somebody you don't know and start talking at me, saying, I'm a professional. So you damn right. Shoot, I'm trying to succeed to get to not only get a degree, but to get a job. I'm poor. I didn't make it in music. I suffered a lot. I came to L.A. at 19. I was homeless for 3 or 4 years off and on. I finally got my first apartment after 3 or 4 years. I was subjected to racism because I couldn't get an apartment in Hollywood. That's why I couldn't try to move down there. I was rejected from all the record labels. I made all those demos. I was on stage. No one gave a damn. I did two compilations. Tried several bands, and none of them took off. I was one of those Hollywood hopefuls who've seen my dream dashed away several times, but I'm still trying to go for it. So I paid my dues many times over. Employment, yes, I have. Was working, trying to get a job. I got jobs, got laid off, odd jobs to pay for those demos in the 90s or to get costumes. Then I got put in a stipend position because because the company didn't have money. And I felt like I was treated so badly. I couldn't do that employment. I had no interest in being a therapist anymore. They didn't hire me at a lot of jobs just because of the way I look. And even though I still showed up in a tie and you know, pants and shoes. Then to make matters worse, I'm dealing with some crazies who keep following me 20 years, thinking I'm going to be a star, trying to hinder me from being in industry. And these crazy people come over here who I have no attraction to. You think I'm going to be attracted to a criminal, a hoodlum who drinks, or someone who automatically thinks they're going to move into me, who think they're going to take advantage of me, and saying it out loud, we can't wait to move in. You know that's crazy. Or say they're going to sell my home. They're going to do crazy things, crazy, insane things, criminal things, put me in a locked position. I'm too high functioning. I'm an artist. I'm a starving artist, musician, songwriter. I've been doing this for years. And then to listen to this crap on a daily basis criticizing me, who I don't know, who got some serious mental problems, don't know how to deal with strangers. I mean, these people don't know how to deal with strangers. If people are in the industry and they diss me because they see me in the access lane, well, I need to get around. I don't give a damn. I can walk a stage 2 or 3 hours. I go work out to stay healthy. So if you don't like, come around and talk to me, or you don't like my music, so I don't give a damn. You shouldn't be coming around at all. You don't go up to strangers and just walk up to them and start talking at them, calling me names or saying things, and you don't even know me, or just go up to me in the car and laugh at me like some psycho. Those are psychos. And then they had the cops come over here with some crazy allegation that I was in San Bernardino when I never was there ever in my lifetime. Maybe I passed through it in a car, which I have, but I never lived or got arrested in San Bernardino. And then this guy outside trying to perpetuate said, I'm a criminal. Oh, I'm selling drugs. Oh, I ain't no damn criminal. He said, crazy's talking at me. Jealous, racist criminals on my street saying things at me that are insane. So if you talk about suffering, I suffer several lifetimes over. I didn't pay my dues. I didn't get on stage. I got on stage several years. So I'm sick of it. Talk about I can't sing when I play my piano. I got a throat ailment. I'm not performing for them. How can you hear me? What? Do you see me in a club or see me outside playing with my keyboard? No. You can't judge me, but you judge it by release those records. You can have your own opinion, but I ain't singing for you. I'm singing to try to get an industry as a songwriter, and I write on the keyboard. That is crazy. And then going around saying, oh, I need to go to a hospital. Well, they need to take their low IQ, uneducated asses and seek psychiatric help because they are not experts on a judgment on my mental health because my mental health is fine. I don't know why these people make judgments on me when they don't even have a bachelor's degree or high school diploma to back it up. And even if they do, they don't even understand the difference between right or wrong or basic common sense. So that's all I need to say on that. I had to keep the crazy people away from me who are criminals, insane, unstable people talk at me who I don't know because they got some serious mental problem. They don't know how to deal with people. I had to keep away from criminals. I had to keep away from narcissists or psychopaths. And the other day, to make it even so insane, this guy said, they heard my basic jam song part two. And then they said they're going to use it and make some money from it. They're moving up to San Francisco. I don't know how you're going to do it because they don't own that song. That song is on all my songs on Big Lucky Guy Publishing Worldwide. I have to do it because when I release a song or when I sing my song that I co-written, I ain't going to just release it and that's it. I ain't that stupid to protect. You release it when it's copyrighted or published. Some people have released their music on not copyrighted and not published. I know a few, and that's not smart because somebody could steal it. I have heard some who signed away their rights for a couple thousand dollars, and a song ended up selling over $1 million, and they can't get nothing out of it because they signed away all that, and I ain't going to take that risk. While it is rare, it can happen with copyright infringement. Remember, I own my material, literally. I don't want to talk about it. I keep putting it on my Twitter because I keep hearing, but the truth is I own it. You don't have to worry about it. It's on my copyright, my publishing. And since some of my songs I co-written, some of my songs, there are two songwriters or three songwriters. They have their own publishing company, so don't start with me with that. But Basic Jam, I've written it by myself with the drums, the keyboards. I've written the whole song on the melody. I also written all the lyrics, so I've written that by myself. I've written I Do Love You by myself on my album. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. I have all the copyright for that. I'm listed as a sole songwriter. Because I pretty much, you know, when I went in the studio, what's up about revolving the producing, the writing, and we're producing the writing, the lyrics, everything. But I pretty much wrote the whole entire album. If you really want to know, I wrote every song that I released on my album. I am listed as a writer. I've written every single thing. And that is the way it is because I love to sing, but songwriting came about. Right as I came to, you know, came to Hollywood, I had all these lyrics written down. So either I was involved in the lyrics, or I was involved in the lyrics and music. But I was pretty much involved in the producing and everything. But you know what? The truth is, I was involved in the music on everything because when I make a demo, I have to go in there with an idea of how the song is going to be, what it's going to sound like. So I had to create a melody with my voice. So I'm involved with the music on every one of those songs or on a keyboard or drums, you know, the drums, because I was a percussionist in some bands or jam bands in the past. where I played tambourine and I was on drums. So I have experience with drums and rock music when rock music was prevalent. I copyrighted and everything, but I was involved in the producing, the lyrics, and the music. So I pretty much wrote everything, because before I make a demo, I have to have an idea. I had to come up with some melody sound, either on the keyboard or something, for how that song is going to sound, because it could be totally different. The songs that just don't have no keyboard, then I had to create a sound, the music for it. So I was involved in the music, the lyrics, and the producing on everything. And when I release it, I have copyrighted everything. But being a prolific songwriter, I have written over 400 songs listed on BMI. But the truth is I've written thousands of songs in the last 33 years since I've been out here, thousands, with bands, guitars. I've written thousands of songs. I did not put it on my BMI account because I was not focused on BMI or anything. I was trying to get a record deal, and I was struggling. So I had no excess. I didn't think about BMI, even though I signed with them in 93. I put a few songs on, and I was all over the place finding a place to live, so I didn't have time. I went back to New York and went back to L.A. Because I went to New York City to try to make it. I got rejected by SBK Records in New York City, and I was very upset. But rejection is very common in the industry. So nobody gave me a chance, you know, back on both sides of the East Coast. Yes, I was homeless in Manhattan, because I come from the state of New York. And yes, I decided to go stay in Hollywood because I needed to, because I had a lot of issues back there, but Hollywood was probably the place to be. And I wrote every single one of my songs, and I own it. So if you're interested in my songs, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com. If not, then so be it. I'm tired of these crazies coming over here saying I didn't write. And I'm not just a songwriter. I'm a singer. I wanted to be a singer and a rock band. Couldn't find the right band because I didn't sing real low when I'm in the rock band. Well, on my solo songs I have, I'd be screaming or singing a much higher voice. Because being a rock singer, I have a lot of power vocally. So I had to hit in those high-pitched voice. And I had to have stamina to sing up front, because when I was a rock singer in a band, I had to sing real loud, and I have to have a lot of stamina to maintain those high notes, long notes. So it was very difficult. It took a lot of training, but the bands didn't last. So I went into pop music. So I'm a pop and rock singer, pop rock singer. So I enjoy singing, and that's part of my dream. It didn't happen. But when I have crazy people coming over here saying, oh, this one psycho came up to me in the car and said, oh, I'm sorry I bugged your home, but he said to me, I have an insane delusion for trying to make it in the music business. Then Joe Biden had an insane delusion to try to run for presidency. Where did they get this psycho from? This is near Hollywood where I live. Hollywood is the place of dreams. There's no delusion here. I'm a member of BMI Broadcast Music. It's one of the major song licensing organizations in the world. There are many famous artists who are associated with BMI. I'm not one of them. I'm just a starving artist trying to make my way. Taylor Swift is the biggest star in the world. She is affiliated as a songwriter. So is the legendary Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, but they're deceased. Their estates are connected with BMI. So is Aretha Franklin. So is Sting from the Police. So is Rihanna. Rihanna got 14 number ones, one of the biggest superstars in the world. So is Lady Gaga. There are tons of major stars, major celebrities. So, but they're songwriters, so they get big checks because their songs were on the chart. My songs didn't get on the chart yet because I'm a starving artist. Took me 20 years to finally get my album out on an indie label, and I'm still struggling. So I don't have no insane delusion trying to make an industry. My songs are also on Vivo, major Vivo. So don't you dare say I have no insane delusion. How can I have an insane delusion when I'm affiliated with a major licensing organization who gives me a very little royalty, you know, $25, $15, I'm telling you the truth, for my songs being out there, because, you know, I'm not that popular, but I'm up and coming. So I am not, there's no delusion here. This is the place of dreams around Hollywood and in it. He's the craziest talking at me. When I say jealous racist, they say, oh my God, I'm conservative. He can't live like this. This ain't no conservative area. Everybody's Democrat. I'm a Democrat too. Why is he talking at me? If he wants to live in a conservative area, go far out, go up to Bakersfield. This ain't, you'll never see a conservative area, vote conservative in this area. That's an insane person too. So criminals on my street, I don't know why they talk at me. I'm not really that famous. Get off their ass and write their own music or mind their business. That is all I need to say. But that was nuts for me to see the cops come over here and say, I've been arrested in Burns San Bernardino. I never was. It was ID theft. I'm surprised because they should have better equipment than that. Then they got me talking to the attorney general. Attorney general said, of course you don't. You haven't been arrested. You've never been arrested. I mean, goddamn, don't they need to get the information from the court system, because the court system is where you find out somebody get arrested or been in jail. The police only arrest people. But the court system is where you find out somebody has been convicted. So I don't want these crazy people talking at me, talking about me doing this and that, when they don't even know me. They got a mental problem, or you saying things at me. I mean, talk to themselves, or talk to somebody they know, or saying I got an insane delusion trying to make it in the industry. You know that man is gone cuckoo. I mean, he needs to go. He needs the one needs to go to the psych ward. Or say, I'm sorry, I bug your home. Bug my home for what? You know that's a crime. He should go to jail for that. So stay away. I have to stay away from these people. There are a lot of people, more people than you know, who got serious mental health issues and haven't gotten taken care of. These people near me got serious mental health issues or antisocial. They don't know the difference between wrong, right, or wrong, or don't know how to respect boundaries or common sense. They need to go back to where they come from. If they come from South Los Angeles and coming up here and don't know how to mind their business, go to a hospital. If they're from Buffalo, New York, as I said, coming out here, they need to stay away because I didn't talk to them. Go mind your business. Go somewhere else. If you just don't know how to understand reality, I'm dealing with strangers, then seek a psychiatrist. I don't deal with crazies, criminals, and I don't deal with insane people, antisocial people, narcissists, because they're negative. Negative people, negative consequences for me. I ain't going to go down that path. The negative consequences, what, get hurt, murdered, killed? No way. I have to hang out with positive people, people who respect me and know how to talk to me directly. And yes, they've criticized and said, I can't be a lead singer because of my stomach. Well, yeah, I'm heavy set. Yeah, I got a big tummy sticking out, but I can walk the stage. There are a lot of heavy set singers, but I'm trying to be a songwriter now. You know, Lizzo proved that a heavy set singer can make it. She sold a million records. She got several Grammys, several top 10 hits. So I leave it there. So don't come. I don't want these crazies coming at me. And, yeah, especially I ain't that famous. I mean, there's lots of indie artists online. Why don't you make your own music? But before that, get some psychiatric help and learn basic common sense, how to deal with strangers. If you don't know how to deal with me because you don't know me, then you, in this neighborhood, then you seriously need to get some psychiatric help. before somebody do it for you. Seriously. But when it comes to the police coming about the San Bernardino, I was very concerned because that is a lie. And that's something about, it's the concerns about ID theft. We all have to be careful about ID theft. That's all I need to say. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.